Hi, Dave. I was trying to change my calendar to look at it when you said that I was going to look at it, too. Yeah, the CW was this weekend, yesterday and today, and then the November, the Sidebank, 16th and 17th. So I try and always do that one. Never get a lot of time. It depends on where we are in the weather. If it's a nice day out, and I usually always end up with still fall chores to try and get done before the snow flies. So on those days, that weekend, I kind of hope for rain or something where I got an excuse to sit in the basement for a little while and without the wife saying, hey, you need to get this done. But she did remind me, she says, so when are you going to do the tile work? We got the hardwood floors done in the living room hallway, got all the wood mat done, trimming and all that done up. The room's been painted and that furniture's back in place. But I haven't done the tile work in front of the fireplace, so she asked me today, you know, so when is this on your agenda? And I said, probably not for another 3 or 4 weeks here. I've got to get all the outdoor stuff done first, and then once I can't do the outdoors done and I, you know, it turns cold and that, then I'll concentrate on that, and it'll take me a couple of weekends to do that. So she was hoping it would be done before Thanksgiving, and I said, don't set your heart on it here. It probably isn't going to get done. So it's still in the works, but outdoor stuff becomes a priority right now. All right, next up on the list, KDAPAZ, and then standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KDAPAZ. Sounds like all you guys have really been busy picking up leaves and doing other things, and I've just been sitting here putting puzzles together. I don't pick up the leaves and that. There's too big of a lawn to do that. I'd be starting on one day and finishing going right back over again. So anyway, I sit here and watch my neighbors pick up theirs. Anyway, that is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF. Talk to you some tomorrow night. 73, everyone.
Yeah, Minnie, I wish I could do that, but I got to clean up around here somewhat. Unfortunately, my neighbor behind never picks up a leaf, doesn't mow their lawn, and never shovels their snow. They do have a guy that comes and mows their lawn for them, but he mows it like once a month. The leaves off the tree, they don't pick a thing up, they don't do anything. So since the trees on the side of the house that I had cut down, they still have three trees. I just take the leaves and blow them back into their yard because they're not mine anymore. So I just take the leaf blower and I blow them back off the curb and back down and onto their property. And hopefully at some point the kid comes along and picks them up. He's got a big, he lives just across the street, and he's got a big zero-turn mower that would pick them all up, mulch them, and leave it clean as a whistle. But they generally don't have him come and do it. And like I said, all winter long, and they just drive over it. I don't know. I can't live that way. I got to pick up my leaves and shovel my snow and that. It's the priorities are a little different, I guess. They're a little younger couple, and that's their priorities. They don't like to get out and do really anything. I don't see them out very much outside during the summer. They're basically into the house all of the time. So, oh, well. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay, Ron. I was going to try and make a club meeting Friday, but since I missed so many of them during the summer, I just kind of forgot about it. I have to write myself reminders for the beginning of the month. But I'm not camping like I used to, basically gone every weekend, or I should say basically only home for 1, 2, maybe 3 days out of the week. So things slowing down now, but now I got my other projects I got to take care of. I got some shelves to build. I got carpet to clean. I have, I got a whole list of stuff. I'm not going to bore you with that, but yeah, let it rain, and I get some stuff done here and inside the house, I guess, and out in the barn. That's what I did today, other than the leaves. I rearranged in the barn. I got all the patio furniture put away finally, and I got stuff. I got one, my golf cart in the trailer I haul the golf cart with. I got them in the barn. And I got another trailer, utility trailer I got to get in there. But I can't get that in there until my motorcycle's on that side of the barn. So until I put that away for the season, it's going to be sitting out in the back 40. So then when I get the motorcycle ready for winter, then I'll bring it up front and put it in the barn. But with that said, everybody have a great week. Well, I guess we'll hear you. We'll be on here tomorrow night, won't we? It's Sunday. So we'll talk to you then. Thanks for tuning in that, Ron. Back to the control. This is NAKPR 73.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I just looked up, brought up the radar here, and it's on our doorstep. So the first little rain is in the western part of the county. There are some storm tracks with this and some little heavier embedded. They're just greens and blues. But there is a little pop-up of yellows and oranges here as they come through, and they kind of intensify and decrease in that. So there's the first liner coming through. Should be here probably, if it's not raining at your place right now, looks like it, maybe not at the moment because looks pretty light. It's probably not hitting the ground, but it's coming. So, like I said, I got to get things buttoned up with the two motorcycles. One goes back in the quarter, and the other one goes as close as I can get it to give us room in the garage for the winter. I only have a single-car garage, so both of the cars get in there. And like I said, so that's been kind of it. I've been doing some 3D printing, getting a few more things done. Wife always said she likes flowers, but she doesn't like me buying them because, you know, they only last, you know, the money you spend on them, and then they only last a few days, and then you're throwing them out. So I usually would buy her plants or something that would last longer, but she said, no, I got too many of those. Don't do that. So with the 3D printer, I came across a really nice-looking, at least by the pictures, nice-looking roses that you could print, various types of stems with leaves and the roses themselves. So I printed out one of them just in a dark red matted, so it's not a bright finish. It's just a dull finish type of plastic filament. And I printed one of those out, and it looked so dang real. I printed out the stem and put it on there and that, and she looked at this to the point she looked at it and said, wow, this is really good, and she tried to smell it. And I'm thinking, it's plastic, dear. It doesn't smell. So I printed out the rest of them. I printed out another five of them. I did another red one, and then I'd the company had some Halloween specials on additional filament, and one of them was a translucent. So I got a translucent orange, which was for Halloween stuff, and then I also picked up a pink. So I printed a couple of pink, a couple of orange, and another one of the reds. And the guy also had a vase that you could put it in, so I printed out the vase as well. So I finished those up. That was my weekend project. In between things, I'd start something on the printer and then go do my work outside. So I got it done this morning and brought it up to her, and she says, wow, those are really pretty. So we don't have to worry them wearing out. They look very nice. The vase and all that looks good. So they may stay on the coffee table for a while here, and the cats won't eat them. So that's the best thing. At least I hope I don't eat the plastic. So it looked pretty good. That looks pretty good. So some of the little things I printed out around the house for various things and that. So. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. This is KCAYVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or comments for the net? Call now.